Good morning, everyone. 2 weeks ago, on the Saturday morning, I had three sick calls, the anointing of the sick, and I traveled back and forth the hospital that morning a lot, and the nursing homes a lot on that morning. And then there was one lady. I came to the nursing home to anoint her. And then everything was so normal. When I finished the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and then she asked me, "Father, I have not heard a holy song for a long, long time. Would you sing for me a song?" And then I told her, "Of course, I'll sing for you a song." And then the song pops up in my head. It's really quick. It's a song of, "Holy, holy, holy, merciful and mighty." So, and you know that my voice is so low, like in the morning, like even now it's still low. And then I finished the song, and then I was waiting for her to like maybe say something to me back. And on her deathbed, she still closed her eye, and she said, "Father, you have the voice of an old man." She was teasing me on her deathbed. I'm not kidding at all. Brothers and sisters, back to the homily this week. The Archbishop sends out all the letters to the Archdiocese of Denver, asking all the parishes preaching about the voting, the election day coming up. 34 years ago, October 1989, there was a pregnant woman. She walked from her house to her mother-in-law's house, but the road was so slippery, and she fell. She was bleeding, and then the family had to take her to the hospital to check up on her. After the checkup, the doctor said, "You have to abort this child because it will be hard for you and for the baby." The woman left the hospital at the midnight with her bare feet because she was so scared. She came home and asked the Blessed Virgin Mary, "Please help this child." 2 months later, on December 8th, 1989, on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, the baby was born. The woman is my mom. The baby is me. Growing up in Vietnam, the communist country, I have encountered a lot of the families, couples having abortion. As a young priest last year, I was ordained last year, I have met a lot of couples, families having abortion as well. I told them, "I cannot fix that. I cannot change your past, but I'll walk with you in the future." We all sinners. Brother and sister, we all sinners. Father Anthony is a sinner. The homily today may be hard for you to listen, but I am asking you to be humble and listen. I am the Catholic priest. I am preaching for God and for the Catholic Church. I cannot tell you the difference from the truth about the Catholic faith because I am the Catholic priest. And I invite you all today, stay humble. I know that and I get that because the truth is hard to listen, and the truth is hard to say, to speak, but I have to speak the truth because I am the Catholic priest. I have to follow the Catholic teaching, and I invite you all today, you all are Catholics. As we get ready to cast out our vote, let us remember one thing. God is the author of life. Life is sacred. God is the author, not you, not me, not human beings, but God himself is the author of life. Brother and sister, when we vote, we have a tendency to think that no one knows. I am in my room, my private room, voting. No one knows, right? Wrong. Why? God, he knows everything about you. No secrets in front of God. So that I invite you all today, when you vote, vote in front of God, because he knows everything about you already. He knows your mind. He knows your heart. He knows your future perfectly. So that no secrets in front of him. So that whenever you vote, you are not in secret. The Lord, he gives to the human beings so many rights, so many. Some of our rights are granted by the Almighty God and cannot be taken away by human beings. Why? Because it's from God. Again, this homily can be hard. We are human beings. We have a tendency to listen to something easy. Easy talk. Easy conversation, easy homilies. We love the easy things, but I invite you all today, stay humble and listen. I get that. Again, I get that. But I have to tell you the truth. Yesterday and today, I prayed to the Holy Spirit one sentence, in my mind, one sentence. I'll be honest with you, okay? I'll pray to the Holy Spirit one sentence. Holy Spirit, purify me in the truth. Holy Spirit, purify me in the truth. We cannot change the truth, but let the truth change you. We cannot change the truth at all, because the truth is the reality of God. God is unchangeable. Society will be changed. Everything will be changed. God is unchangeable. Eternity, unchangeable. Heaven, hell, unchangeable. The gospel today talks about loving God and loving our neighbor. As we are approaching the election, the voting, the Archbishop invites every Catholic forming their conscience. And as we know that we are living in the society, we are in that. We need to respect the common good, and the Catholic faith, the application of the common good into we called the Catholic social teaching. The Catholic social teaching includes seven themes. First, life and dignity of the human person. Second, the vocation to the family. The next one, the dignity of the worker. The next one, solidarity. Next, care for God's creation and the rights and responsibilities. And the last one, option for the poor. Forming our conscience means that We need to study about the Catholic faith. We need to understand our Catholic teaching. This involves studying the scriptures, understanding the church teaching about the Catholic social teaching. And if you have not heard about that, maybe take a look today. Google it. It's easy to find it online on internet right now. Maybe take a look after Mass today and learning how to be the Catholic. Some people will accuse the Catholics that we are violating the principle of separation of the church and the state, which is incorrect. The separation of the church and state means that the state cannot establish the faith for Catholics. It doesn't mean that the church had no voice beyond the pews. The church has the authority to speak the truth. And again, I get that because the truth is hard to listen and to follow. But the Holy Spirit, please purify me in the truth. Based on our faith in God and this fundamental teaching of the church, the Archbishop and I again urge you to vote against the Amendment 79. Brothers and sisters, voting for Amendment 79, again, brothers and sisters, voting for Amendment 79 is the formal cooperation with evil. Brothers and sisters, again, voting for the Amendment 79 is the formal cooperation with evil. Again, I have to tell you the truth, and we all need to be humble to speak and to listen. The truth will purify you. The truth will change you. You cannot change the truth, but let God, let the truth change you. No matter what happens this coming week, we have our basic marching orders. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself. May the Holy Spirit guide us to be faithful to God and to have unity for our country.